I'm missing poop. Poop on the smoke, put them up, pull them up. Send the goals, call that look, got a scope. And I hope that they pull up on the spot with the hope. Get smoked with the flow, in the middle with the scope. They say it going out, huh? Nigga had to go. Pulling out them niggas, I'm trying to, y'all don't know. Chop up in that bitch, I ain't know where to go. Throw them off the boat, I never river flow. Head around, clip, really clear, clear. I'm in the wave, so I'm looking at the rear mirror. Free chick, we ain't going for that shit, free. Red dots, only pussy niggas on that pier.
Marlon Smoke Podcast, hey, this herpes shit, I ain't want to speak on this shit, but I was just listening to some music from Yimby and Youngboy, and he actually admitted it. He said, herpes in my blood. Oh, man. And then the girl saying it's in her blood, too. Well, look, this ain't hard to find. I mean, this is not hard to figure out. They got them herpes from them girls. I won't put the man business out there, but you know, what they were saying was like, you know, why he had her on the trip. The reason why I found this out, because I spoke out about why was he even bringing her on? Why you don't just have her at home with the kids, or you know what I'm saying, or you know, living her life and you just, you know, see her like, you know, like normal people do it. You know what I'm saying? You never really see people like shoulder their girl on tours and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but what they said was after them shows, him and his girl be fucking one of them girls. Like they'll pick a random one or two girls out the crowd, and they'll have like, you know what I'm saying, a big ass, yeah. So that's what the fuck happened. They attracted that, they was doing that in every city, like every city that he was at, or every show that he went to, at the end of the night, they would choose one of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, when the rate of you having sex, all the fucking time with a whole bunch of different people, you need to slow it down, because you can't keep track of everybody. Like I said, everybody else got somebody else that they fucking with. That broad that you hit on a regular, but got a whole nigga that she really love, but she just letting you still having sex with her. She got a nigga that she fucking without a condom already, because they probably live together or something, or they in at that stage, or they been there for so long. You the fresh. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful, man. And you know, like I said, most niggas is hitting their girl. Ain't too many niggas hitting their girls with a condom, especially if they like over a year. If the, you know what I'm saying, the pussy good, shit, 2-3 months. You know what I'm saying? And shit, if she bad enough, you might hit the bitch stuff like that. Like, how is the way this shit going? It seeming like y'all motherfuckers ain't using no condoms off bucks. Like y'all motherfuckers is so stupid and literally dumb. That's why I said you gotta watch what you say to these little motherfuckers. Because what it is a bunch of generation of motherfuckers seeing everybody saying condom sex is whack. Fuck condoms. Everybody is saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? And these kids have literally took that into a T. And they walking in feeling like, oh, you clean as shit. She be fresh as shit. But them diseases don't come from them being dirty. They can keep on cleaning it. You know what I'm saying? It's what's going in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know. You cheating with a nigga. So you don't think like, so, and a lot of relationships nowadays, the females is cheating because they feel like he cheating too. Some of them just know like, well, I know the game. I know how niggas is. I know he cheating on me. So shit, I'm a fuck a few here and there. No, that's how a lot of them is thinking, and those are the ones that are really giving the diseases out. Yes, it's in the gay men a lot, or what I'm hearing, but the girls, that's how they be getting burnt. They be getting burnt from the outside. Like, I've seen so many situations where a person got burnt literally from the outside. Like, you know, she having sex with her dude on a regular. She chilling. She just to him. The whole time he in college, or he in the army, and he hitting 2-3 different broads, and he come back and give her something, and that was like, you love the shit out of this nigga, but he just gave you a fucking STD. but you love them so much, you're like, all right, well, we'll rock with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how these diseases is getting transmitted, man. Like I said, I guarantee if you make a poll and be like, have you ever been burnt? Or like you say, like, shit, I ain't never been burnt before. I ain't never had an STD. Like, a motherfucker look at you like something wrong with you or something. It used to be the other way around. Like, it used to be a room full of motherfuckers saying that they wasn't, like, I ain't never been burnt before. Now, if you say that, niggas looking at you weird, like, shit, nigga, you gonna slip up. Nah, that ain't a good slip up. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no motherfucking worthwhile slip up that I'm willing to admit. I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't never. You knock on some wood, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't even about to do that. But I done took some chances, and just thank God that them chances let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't have nothing, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know it happens. Like it's how you feel in the bra. You gonna go. But I ain't gonna hold you. That first one, man, you gotta put the hat on, man. You gotta put the glove. You gotta wear the glove on the first time, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? The first time you hit it, put the glove on just to show the bitch that you respect yourself. And hopefully she respects hers. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things be tricks with bras. They be like, damn, he just fucked me without a condom. I ain't got nothing, but who's to say he ain't doing this with another? You know what I'm saying? That'd be the reason they don't even call your ass back. And you'd be like, damn, what the? Did I do something right? Yeah, you did some fucking ho shit and she figured your ass out off the buck. You know what I'm saying? So, they be tricking people. They bras will fuck you and then think like, damn, he fucked me on the first night. This nigga a whore. Back in the day, it used to be, you see what I'm saying? Everything changed now. It's like everything shifted. Back in the day, it used to be like, you would be the nigga like, man, girl, I ain't worried about that shit. Man, you good. You a fucking girl, she cry. Shit, now these bitches will fuck you, and they'll still take the actions of not fucking with you no more, but simply because they feel like, bitch, didn't you enjoy yourself? You know what I'm saying? These bitches, just, I'm telling you, they tricky, man. You gotta be careful, man. You gotta really be careful, man. And really strap up, man. I'm telling you, NBA Youngboy and that girl got that shit on them tours, man. Ain't no way you could do that. That's disgusting. You don't know where these bitches be. Like it be, like I said, it be them bad. It be them broads that be bad as shit. That pussy be on fire, bro. Because they look so good that don't nobody even expect it. Niggas like, this badass bitch look good as shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know she burning like a motherfucker. Like, just like you see the little picture where the stripper in the strip club, it's a little young nigga, and he get to eating her pussy or whatever, or trying to eat her pussy, like, and she just standing there, and you could tell, like, the way her body and physique, like how she looked, like, you know, like where her tats and shit was placed, you could tell she was like probably like a little slut, you know, she just the placement, like, she didn't have, like, the real pretty tattoo. She had, like, the jailhouse tats or the tats that her man did, and they was, like, in the wrong placements of the body, like, you could tell they was, like, probably, that motherfucker probably was supposed to be in the middle of the thigh, that bitch was, like, back on the hamstring and shit, you know what I'm saying, or the shit was supposed to be in the middle of the arm, that shit was closer to the shoulder, you know what I'm saying, you could just tell by the. She didn't look like a bra, but she sat there and let him do it, and then they end up showing the dude the picture of the dude the next day, and they end up showing now mind you, I said what I said about how she looked, but I'm saying ass was still fat, hair was still done, you know what I'm saying? But, and that's what I'm saying, it'd be those ones that be like, shit, this I'm good, I'm all I fuck with is boss niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, those be the ones that be burning. For real, the little trashy, slutty ones that you know fucking, that's fucking four or five times a week type shit, two, three different niggas, them be the cleanest bitches for real. Because they know this is like a car. That pussy like a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got miles. So you gotta go to get the oil change and shit. The more miles you got, more you got, the more you gotta change that oil. You know what I'm saying? So they going to, they constantly going to the vet. They may have to go to the vet just because they ain't like how a motherfucking Section 1 counter went on Wednesday night. So they said, fuck it. And they went Thursday to PG Hospital and got it taken care of. Bob.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.